during the last legislative session in response to the city of Denton's hydraulic fracturing ban. The legislature, in their infinite wisdom, decided that in petulant cities needed to be brought to heel, and the Texas miracle of natural gas needed to be saved. And so, by overwhelming majority, two-thirds in both the House and the Senate, the legislature enacted TexOGA, Texas Oil and Gas Association's House Bill 40, which essentially provides some rather vague guidance on how municipalities are supposed to regulate oil and gas development. The first frustrating factor is there is an unqualified sentence in House Bill 40 that essentially provides that the Railroad Commission in the state of Texas exercises exclusive jurisdiction over oil and gas regulations. It then goes on to provide some carve-outs and some caveats, but we haven't had a court offer us some guidance on what that unqualified sentence means and whether we even maintain any jurisdiction over oil and gas development. But taking that aside and assuming that we do, House Bill 40, which is codified in Chapter 81 of the Natural Resources Code, provides certain elements that all municipal oil and gas regulations are required to adhere to. Number one, our regulations must affect above-ground activity only. So anything below the ground, in other words, this is essentially targeted at the hydraulic fracturing ban, anything below the ground is off-limits for cities. Secondly, our regulations are required to be commercially reasonable, and that is a standard that is applicable to a reasonably prudent oil and gas operator who we must allow to fully and effectively and economically exploit the minerals.